Blog Talk Radio.
The views and opinions expressed on Live, Laugh, and Learn radio show with Mary are those of the author, guests, and hosts, and does not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of the radio show. Any content provided by our guests, author, blogger, or host is the intent for personal use, their opinion, and for informational purposes only, and is not intended to speak against any religious, ethnic groups, club, organization, companies, individuals, or anyone or
All right. Hello, everyone. So I'm your host, Mary, and it is an honor to come to you all today in this first episode for June. Before I get started, I would like to open up in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just come to you to just say thank you. Thank you for your angels of protection that watches over us each and every day, Father God. Thank you for giving me wisdom, Father God, to relay your message today, Father God. Help me to get out what you want me to say. Use me, Father God. I'm your messenger, Father God. Help me to hear, Father God. But most of all, I ask that you just place your angels of protection around those that may be hearing this podcast today and many days further, Father God. You know, everything that's on their heart. You know, everything that's causing them pain, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I declare and I decree that they will be healed, Father God, and you will be able to speak to them and give them a right now word that will be able to help them. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so today I am just thrilled to talk about something that's near and dear, and it is why love is not black or white. And I just wanted to say that maybe almost 3 years ago, God spoke to me and God instructed me to write this book. But he didn't provide me with material at that time. What I was given was actually the title of the book. And from there, I was just kind of shocked that I was actually instructed to write this book. But lo and behold, who knew that even in such a time like this, we need this book. We need what is actually happening. Hey, Nikki, thank you for joining me. So we need this book. If you're not able to hear me, let me know. If you're not able to hear me on Blog Talk, let me know. So I just wanted to, give me one moment. So I just wanted to just talk about this, why love is not black or white. And I wanted to share different things of what I know to be true and some historical facts that would be able to just help us in what we're suffering today as far as the pain we may be suffering today. So in my book, Love is Not Black or White, in chapter 4, it's titled A Nation Cry Out for Love. So we know as we look on today, we know there's a lot of things. Hey, Dominique, thank you for joining me. So we know today that there are so many things that's going on in this world, and it's God's desire that we have peace. If you are not able to hear me, let me know, Nikki, from Blog Talk. So I'm streaming on Instagram as well as doing Blog Talk at the same time. So just bear with me. So in recent years and even leading up to today, we know that there are so many things that's going on. Great. We know there are so many things that's going on in this world. So I wanted to share with you, based on some historical facts, we already know that there's nothing new under the sun. No, nothing new, okay? So what we're experiencing with injustice, we have seen it before, and it still exists. But we have to, as a whole, we have to be able to make a decision on how we're going to handle that injustice, okay? So it says, in recent years, local and national news have become very upsetting, some of which have seen a lot of violence, rallies, injustice, wrongdoing, and trials. Individuals all over the United States have been killed for unjustified reasons, and the spike in black-on-black crime has been increased as well. Now, it's easier for some of us to turn a deaf ear to this, right? Or rather close our eyes hoping that it disappears, but it's not going to disappear, okay? But for others, especially African-American, it's real, and something has to be done to break the cycle of what we're experiencing today. Because we're experiencing it today, we have to do something so that our next generation, our kids, will not have to go through that, okay? So let's discuss some inevitable facts based on the past to present trials of unjust crimes when it pertains to African Americans. So like I said, this book was written over almost 3 years ago, and who knew, you know, I will actually need it today. So let's talk about in 1955, okay? Emmett Till was a young African American boy. 14. Now, he was murdered for allegedly flirting with a Caucasian woman who was in a store. Now, he was killed in Mississippi by the store clerk, husband, and brother-in-law. According to several reports, Emmett's body was found in a river with a shot to his head, and his eyes was gouged out and tied with a cotton gin fan with wires, right? Now, just alone, all of this is just heartbreaking to me. His mother described him as a great kid in school, but urged him to be mindful of his ethnicity because he attended a segregated school. Now, this is 1955, okay? So we got one African-American male that was murdered because he was alleged flirting with a Caucasian woman. Then let's roll over to 1963, okay? Now, I'm sure some things happened in between this, but these are some things that God wanted me to highlight in this book. Now, in 1963, Medgar Evers, a 37-year-old African-American male, a civil rights leader, was killed and shot outside his home. Why? This was done in the same state as Emmett Till murder. Now, Medgar was an influential leader and the first secretary of NAACP. It is believed that Medgar became a threat to groups which oppose equality and desegregation with African Americans. Although his murderer, a white supremacist, was finally found guilty 3 decades later. Could you imagine how long it took for this family? Not only, you're never going to finish grieving over your loved one, but it took 3 decades later for them to seek justice on Megan Evers' case, okay? Now, they were found guilty. His trial showed hidden truth of how one ethnicity, money, and power was among a greater force than evidence. Now, after 2 trials, guess what? A Caucasian jury, the verdict was at a standstill as no indictment was made for his murder. Not just that, but also Emmett Till. These are proven cases from the past. Oh, I'm not done. It gets better. Rodney King. We all know about Rodney King, right? Okay, so Rodney King, now there's one difference in this case with Mr. King. He wasn't killed. He acquired a lot of injury from brutal beatings given by 4 cops in L.A. His beating was videotaped by citizens and then shared across the world. After a 3-month trial, all cops were acquitted of using excessive force and assault with a deadly weapon. The jury for this case was predominantly Caucasian, with two other nationalities, but none was African American. The verdict sparked an outrage among everyone, resulting in several killings. The nation cry out for love and respect are always noticeable if we open to see it. And what I, you know, what I see is we still are in this where the nation is crying out for love. You know, I think about this scripture, and it's in Mark 12:30-31, and it says, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. The second commandment is to love your neighbor as yourself. There's no greater commandment than this. The Bible tells us that if we have not love, we're nothing. How can you say, not just say that, how can you brutally murder, beat, or kill anybody, thank you for the heart, if you love them? You would not do that to yourself. I'm sure you won't do that to yourself. The woman who accused Emmett confessed in her older years to have lied about Emmett flirting, whistling to her. I'm sure that's exactly what happened. But here's the thing, Nikki. We need to, it just saddens that through all of this, I even covered Trayvon. I even covered the little boy. I think his name was, I covered Trayvon. I even covered the, what was the little boy name? He went to a party, and oh my, it was just so astonishing. I think it was, what is it, Jordan? Let me see. I think it was Jordan. Yes, it was Jordan. So he was a 15-year-old boy, went to a party with his siblings, and came back. That yes, that was heartbreaking. You allow your child, your scholar roll, honor roll child to go. Yes, you can go to the party. You did well. I'll see you later. He goes to the party. Apparently, the cops get called. Yeah, his brother. Apparently, the cops get called on this, okay? And apparently, the cops felt like the car was gyrating towards them, or the car was moving towards them. So one of the police actually start shooting and killed Jordan. Am I correct, Nikki? I'm sure that's exactly what happened. But here's the thing. It's just so sad that we keep seeing this over and over and over again. And I understand that, you know, I remember the saying is, there's nothing new under the sun. You know, just like a hashtag, it will continue to repeat itself in a new age, okay? But we as a whole, we have to get a grip on it. I'm not saying that injustice lies with Everett. Yes, he was shot inside the car. I'm not saying injustice lies, you know, with every Caucasian. What I'm saying is that we have to get a hold of that. Hey, Lexi, we have to get a hold of that to just think about what is it that we can do. We out here protesting. What else can we do besides protesting? What can we do as far as, you know, my sister Dominique, she shared, you know, she was on a podcast with someone else, and she shared some of the things that we can do. Dominique, if you want to just drop some of the things that you recommend that we can do, just drop it in a comment there. So we can see that there are some things that we can do. You know, I just watched a live from someone from Instagram, my husband showed me, and it talks about because there are no really consequences when it pertains to African Americans, this is why it keeps repeating, because it's no, in fact, consequences. Okay, if someone goes out here and do something to, like, a Jew or something like that, they have ways to inflict consequences on the other race, okay? But when it pertains to African-Americans, what are we doing? What I see is sometimes we want to support our own, but sometimes I can tell you from experience that when we support our own, sometimes it doesn't always go that way, okay? sometimes our own brother and sister, they shortchange you. Our own brothers and sisters, what they do is they jack their prices up. They do half work. It's just so many aspects when it pertains to us dealing with one another. But what we have to do as a whole, we have to wake up and say, okay, I'm bigger and better than that. I'm going to support my own, but also we're going to step in and we're going to allow our voice to matter. We're going to go out here and vote. We're going to go out here to as well. We're going to go out here to hold our officials accountable. These are some things that we can do. But if we don't do that, who is going to do it for us? No one. You know, in another part of this book, you know, as I cover Emmett Till and Megan Evers, and also I talk about Trayvon Martin, Jordan Edwards. Yes. Okay, thank you so much, Dominique, for sharing it. So, like, some of the things she recommends, writing your mayor, reviewing the police reform activities, begin to form community accountability boards in your community to hold the police accountable. These are some things that we can do. Yes, to Mayor Rice. The list, you know, it's sad because the list goes on and on. But let me give you one fact that I'm not sure you're ready to embrace, but I'm going to give you this. Now, although we cannot change what happened in the past, it's our responsibility to make the future better. Now, we can start by loving one another, for if that present, hate is absent, okay, and has no place to dwell. If we love one another, okay, especially African-American women, we have to love one another. Enough with looking your sister up and down, trying to figure out something to say to her, or feeling some type of way, or feeling jealous with your sister. No, enough with all of that. It's time for us to be unified. Unified to just appreciate, love on one another, not feel as though I'm intimidated by her because she may have this or have that. You never know that person. Thank you for the heart selection. That person may have a heart of gold, but if you don't take the time to get to know them, how would you know? The only thing you see is what society wants you to see. So even when it comes down to our brothers, brothers, men, y'all have to hold one another. Come on now. You know, pound. Bring it in. You know, a woman is not a hate. Don't let a woman come between y'all brotherhood. Women, don't let a man come between your sisterhood. These are things we have to each other accountable. It's all a part of the system. I'm going to tell you what system it is, okay? So as a whole body, we must hold our officials and ourselves accountable, not rioting and polluting and setting our own towns on fire because you disagree with a verdict or unacceptable behavior. And this is what I see. You know, I see all these peaceful protests. But what I also see is some out here loitering and polluting, setting things on fire. This was almost three years ago. People setting stores and stuff on fire. But here's the thing. Let's have peaceful protests. If that's something we're going to do, have a peaceful protest. You don't have to set anything on fire because even in Virginia, you know, people set some things on fire. People even damaged African-American properties. This is your brother. You're setting your brother's stuff on fire. You're setting their business stuff. You know, it's just so sad. So how can we support one another when we turn down one another's business? Let's think about this. We have to use our mind. I know that we get so caught up with our emotions and all this stuff going on, but we have to, as a whole, we have to think about, you know, the Bible tells us, be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. These are some things we really have to think about. You know, during the period that was, you know, a slave owner, and his name was Willie Lynch, he created a system among us to divide Caucasians and African Americans, okay? Now, the Lynch system created great division among the African American sisters and brothers. It also gave Caucasian slave owners power over African Americans. His system actually worked, and sadly, his system worked today. And that's because if we don't, as a whole, take time to just think before we react, think about this. As slaves, I know that if you were the color of a paper bag, you would go in the house, okay? But if you was darker than that, you would go out in the field and work, okay? But what that did was divide us as African Americans. No matter what age we were, no matter how we look, we are still one. We still should operate as one, okay? No matter where you are, what you have, what you don't have. But what you're doing today, yes. I'm sorry, Nikki, but yes, unfortunately, you will be in the field. We have to, as a whole, we have to wake up and just think about ways we can definitely unite, but also be wise about our actions, okay? You know, another thing, it's hard to move past the pain and to purpose when you're reminded of it each and every day. So there's always purpose in your pain, but we also have to definitely wake up and, don't laugh at her, Lexi, we also definitely have to wake up and know that there's something we can do on our end. I'm going to leave you with this. The Bible tells us in Ephesians 6:12, it says, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against rulers, against authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realm. So we as a whole, we know there's always a higher power. We need to understand that everybody have a spirit. Thank you for the hearts. Everybody have a spirit, okay? So we need to understand that there's a spirit operating behind each individual, whether it's good or whether it's evil. But what we have to do is to unite as one, go into the spiritual realm, and bind and loose some things. I'm not saying that it's going to happen overnight. What I'm saying is it's a step towards us moving forward. Let's take necessary steps by simply, one, being united as African Americans, by supporting your sisters and brothers, by complimenting your sisters and brothers, by not feeling intimidated or jealous because someone has more than what you have. Number two, what you can do, thank you, Lexi. Number two, what you can do is definitely support them. If you know a Black-owned business or what have you, support them. Now, let me just tell you, if it does not go well, then, of course, you can go to the next person, you know, the next business on the list. I'm not saying all is bad. Thank you, Nikki. I'm not saying all is bad, but what I am saying is that we have to take back what is ours. And in order to take back what is ours, we have to support one another. Set aside our differences. We're going to agree to disagree. There are going to be some things that we do not agree with. Trust me. But at the same time, it's just like brainstorming. You have this big circle, and then it's like different lines. Okay, let's brainstorm. What are we trying to actually accomplish, okay? Just like I sent it, you know, to my girls that's on the post. Okay, at the end of the day, we have to be, you know, Minister Audrey said, we have to be intentional in what we say. We have to be intentional in what we do. So are we being intentional when we're destroying properties? No. Are we being intentional when we're spraying graffiti? No. But what we have to do is let everyone know, every nationality, ethnicity, that we as African American, we are intelligent. We are strong. We can come up with the proper solution without, in fact, damaging things that should not be damaging and out here polluting things. So this is Live, Laugh, and Learn Radio Show with yours truly. Thank you, Nikki. So, Nikki, I know that you tried to join me earlier. You're more than welcome to join me earlier if you join me now. If you have a few things you want to say before I wrap up, you can send your request. Send your request. All right. Let's see. Hold on. You said you wanted to join. So what do you know? want to add with the last couple of minutes? Anything you want to add to what I was saying? Look at Lexi looking.
No. Well, I wasn't saying that. You know, you're right. We have to support each other. You know, I also think that with all the things that Black people have been through throughout the years, the hundreds of years, it's kind of like, you know, like we've been bullied. You know, and it's like, unfortunately, we were taught how to treat each other.
Correct.
I believe that's why a lot of, you know, Black people maybe don't know how to support their brothers and sisters because it's always been such hatred towards us and so much, you know, violence towards us, horrible violence, you know, towards us. So it's hard to value yourself and then show that love for yourself or for someone else. So thank God that we are starting to learn, you know, how to let that go and to love each other and support each other. And it's been a long time, but I feel there's a, you know, like I said in our text, that there is a shift in the atmosphere.
I believe that.
Change, and it's not going to change overnight.
Absolutely.
But conversations, you know, real uncomfortable conversations are being had with people who were able to turn, you know, turn their head or close their eyes and not really pay attention to it. It's like you cannot pay attention.
Absolutely. And they're doing things, they're doing things behind the scene as far as, you know, taking some, you know, monuments down and stuff in, like, different states, you know. But, you know, you're right. I believe, you know, it's shifting. Things are shifting now, you know. Yeah, you know, it's sad that we had to lose, you know, someone else for things to happen. But, you know, it is a shift. I'm just, you know, hoping that at the end of the day it would be a permanent shift. You know, not just something just for the sake of the media, but for the sake of everybody as a whole.
I think also, you know, like the older generation, you know, like our parents and their parents and stuff, those people held on to a lot of that stuff. And a lot of these younger people, not just Black, you know, all races now.
Absolutely.
We're connected more so because of social media and
internet.
So you can see a video of someone who's made African American, you know, you're a Caucasian person or Hispanic person, and you're like, oh wow, that's what my family do. You know, that's what we do. So you get to see that person as human. You know, you see a cute little baby video, I'm not thinking, oh, that's a Black baby.
Correct.
Oh, she, or that's a Hispanic baby. I don't like that baby. If the baby cute. Video cute. So I think like with a lot of young people, they're seeing that, and then it makes them like, oh, you know, I can see inside a Black person's home or Hispanic home, and they're doing the same things that my family and I do, that we're human.
Absolutely.
And not so different as what maybe the stories that other generations just used to hear. They used to hear that.
Absolutely.
You know, Asian people with this, or Hispanics with that, or Blacks with that. Now you get to see it with your own eyes. So I think that's why this new generation that's coming up are going to be the ones to change things. And I just pray, God, that it continues. And I also pray that the people who have lost their lives, that it wasn't done. And that, you know, it's a catalyst. I keep saying the same thing because that's how I really feel, that it's a catalyst to change. And I believe it. I really, really
do. It will. Well, thank you.
I took my shower real quick, jumped out.
And just like that, thank you so much for tuning in to Live, Laugh, and Learn Radio Show with yours truly. We had a great conversation. I pray that you're able to receive some of that information and make changes where necessary. Yes.
For more information about my mom or booking, please visit motivationalmary.com.